I'll call this meeting to order. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
A second.
Motion made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. I'll now open the first round of public comments. Anyone wishing to speak to the board, please keep your comments to 3 minutes on topic and direct it to us. Since there's no one here, I will now close this first round of public comments. Do we have an approval of minutes for preceding meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Passes 3-0. All righty, here we go. Combined bank balances, a history update. Mr. Dalt.
Correct. So this kind of shows you where we were. I think last time you saw it through January. Our balance, total balances at the time was 15,000. I'm sorry, 15,000. 15 million.
We're hurting.
15
yeah,
million.
That's really. 15,000 thousands.
That's right. 15 million. So it's been 3 months since. You know, we're at 7 million right now. April is generally
the bad.
The low month.
Is the lowest month out of every month. If you look back, so here's one thing to note. So if you look at April of this year, we're at 7 million. You look at April of last fiscal year, we're at 8.5 million. You look at April of the previous year, we're at 9.7 million. April of the previous year, we're at 11 million. So you can see we've been definitely dipping into our fund balance year after year.
You might want to show that to the board.
Yeah.
Since I'm not sure all of them get that, but they need to understand that.
Yeah, so I mean that's
so basically you've drawn down $3 million in 3 years.
Yeah, that's I mean that's right. And the big piece of it is so the board decided to pay off about $2 million in prepayments debt. and some debt within the last couple of years. But you know, we've been paying more for some projects that have been outstanding. So to me that's kind of the slope and the trend of the county's balances when you look at April to see how it's kind of gone down. Now, starting in May, I know you'll start seeing a slight uptick, and then, you know, June and July, you know, we'll kind of be back up to the, let's see, like, for instance, we're at 23 million come June, 22 million in June, 23. So in June, we're usually right at that 23 million, 22, 23 million dollar mark, but the low water mark is going down a little bit every year.
Go back for 3 years at June.
Yep. So 22, 23, 24.
Okay.
So the June hasn't shifted dramatically, but I'm not sure. Without really getting into that, I'm not really sure why that stayed consistent, but the low water mark's getting less.
Well, the amount of money that we're taking in, I guess.
I guess you can think about it too.
Money's increasing coming in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, money's increasing coming in July, and we're probably, maybe we're paying a little bit more towards projects and stuff every year that's being set aside. So by the time April comes around, like I said, I mean, I think probably the June thing is we're just collecting a little bit more in taxes. So at that June mark.
So in July is when we have to make all of our debt payments.
July when we make all of our big debt payments. Yeah, you can see right here from
June to July.
Yeah, we make probably, oh goodness, I'm going to say probably at least 6 million.
Million plus.
That's just kind of off the cuff. I know we got a couple.
So a more telling number is if it's looking at the VIP and the multi-bank totals.
Okay.
So if you look at that in June of 18, we were at 95.5, and this year we're at 6.7.
Well, if you look at, for which month, I'm sorry, Rudy?
Where we are today, we're at 4.7 plus 1.9, because you
yes,
add multiple.
Yes, plus the add, though.
Yeah, 5.3.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, one too many clicked in there. So we're 6.7, 6.7 between April of this year, where we're at. But see, you got to remember too, we were holding a lot more money last year.
In cash.
And then we had some of it in the
1-3.
Yeah, the 1-3 year fund. So we've kind of diversified what we're doing a little bit. So the money's kind of shifted around. But like I said, to me, the telling tale is seeing what the total bank balances are looking like at the lowest month that we have, and it is going down. So
what's a healthy number? What's a healthy percentage?
Well, I mean, for instance, we have to keep per our fund balance reserve, we keep about
eight something.
It's about 8 million. So once we come to April, we're slightly below that eight, but it's just a fluctuation of that.
So is there a percentage that we have to keep to maintain our credit rating in relationship to our budget?
So per our fund balance policy, we keep 12% of general governmental revenues less what we transfer to the schools and stuff like that. It's general governmental revenues, the schools' revenues, but then we back out the money that we give to the schools. So it works out to about, it's right around $8 million, let's say.
So we're a little bit below the target right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just for right now, yes.
In April.
Yep. Okay. But if you average it all out, we're, you know, we're at $13 million average. So our fund balance is certainly going down. And if you look at the average, if we're saying we're at $13 million, that kind of coincides with numbers that we're showing to the board, because we're saying about $8 million is what we have to keep in that kind of reserved amount, but then we kind of have about another $5 million in excess that we can use for CIP projects, kind of have a little bit set aside for the Zion's Crossroads project.
How much did we say we were going to use in cash for that?
2.75 now or something.
Yeah. And it, now we're not necessarily going to need to probably use that probably until the end of fiscal year 20, because
Probably before that, because
you think so?
Their substantial completion is September of 20.
Because we'll use our debt service
fiscal year 20.
September 20. Because so we're okay. Going to pay the bulk of the contract by the.
Well, that'll be fiscal year 21.
Yeah, no, by the end of 20, by the end of fiscal year 20. Yes.
Yes, that's yeah.
We'll need to pay the bulk of it by then.
So yeah. Eric, how much of that $7 million is already earmarked money?
That 7 million?
Yeah.
No. All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no.
We have a school payroll coming out this week of almost $3 million.
So we basically have unrestricted funds available?
Right at this moment, no. Right. See, and that's the thing.
On the time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, if the finance board wants to get more aggressive in maybe some of their investing, the time to do it is
July through November?
Not even through November. I mean, November's a low point,
yeah,
too.
November's numbers should be bad.
Yeah, if you go to November, well,
they are.
October is probably the lower point. You're at 11.6.
7.
Yeah, and 7.4.
Well, it should normally be about 7 both times, unless you've got front-loaded contracts in the summer.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If we looked at December, what are the December numbers compared to July or June?
So 19 million this past year, 17 million the previous year.
But the June is always bigger because you've got the once a year property taxes and.
No, twice a year we do everything.
Everything's twice a year.
Real estate is twice a year too.
Yeah. Oh. Everything's twice.
Everything.
A year.
Oh, but the $33 fee is just
the
in
first.
June.
That's in June.
Yeah. The 33 and the 18 is June. Yeah.
Dang, so that ain't that much money.
No, that's
I mean that's $4 million difference.
No. And some of it is just the timing of payments sometimes.
All of our debt payments are usually due in the summer, early fall.
Most of our big debt payments are due in July. They're due in, we got a few smaller ones in October.
January.
That explains the December one then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't explain the June ones, you just haven't paid them yet. That's why
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you built
them. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what it is. They kind of switch the way that they recognize the revenue too. So at the end of the year, you know, we look really good on books and for the CAFR's concern from having a nice healthy fund balance in there. But come July,
it goes down.
I'm trying to, which one is it that we get the bolus payment because we got the extra year taxes increase? Is that the June one?
June.
Yeah, June. Yeah.
That's a June.
Yeah, it's the one that G-Not complains about all the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going, I think we talked about that?
It was only an issue for one year, though. It's not an every year thing. It only happens one year.
You got a windfall the first year.
Yep.
The first of the year.
No, the first time it ever happens.
The first time and
after that, it's even. It was only a one-time thing, and so it's not really affecting anything.
Well, our tax rate has changed every year. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, like I said, on the June payment, if the board ever increases the tax rate for this fiscal year, for the next fiscal year, for that second half, it's going to
happen.
I
think we will make $600,000,
We'll get an extra $600,000. I mean, at the end of every fiscal year, too, we always put some money back in the fund balance. It's just, between being slightly under in expenditures and granted we're getting a lot more aggressive in what we've been budgeting for revenue, so I expect that we're maybe not going to do as well in our non-tax revenues as we start moving forward for what we're going to have.
So as you're sitting here talking, Linda, if we had a way to ladder some annual CDs that came due in April and November,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They would come out of the CD just when you needed to take money out.
Right.
So you would not have to draw down from
the VIP.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You could let a CD mature and then transfer that money out of MBS into the general fund.
Right.
Which I think would maximize our use of the money, because then it would stay invested the whole time. And we wouldn't have to sell out of VIP if the market went down.
Right.
So that's our risk, right? Is mm-hmm. when she needs to draw money out of VIP, if that balance is down, the principal is down because of market rate.
We lose a lot more money when we
lose
take
the potential to make more money, as well as losing actual money from the principals. Where if we structured the CDs to come due in the amounts that you need, so let's call it $2 million.
$2 million,
right?
Yeah, that's
then,
about.
Then that gives us, it protects us from market fluctuations, and we can leave the VIP sitting in there, and it still gives you the general fund money that you need. It's an extra two steps for your folks, but if it makes us an extra $20,000 or $30,000 a year, it may be worth it.
Yeah.
So just so you all can kind of compare. So if I remember correctly, I don't know if you have the April VIP statement
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rate should be up there on the top somewhere. I think it's 2.58. Okay, so 2.58. So here's all of the. Here are all the different CDs that you all invested in and the different coupon rates.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now what we're making in MBS is the minimum of what, basically for all the other CDs that we have out there.
Does that show the maturity dates on those?
It does.
Yeah,
that's
yes, right there.
I couldn't find it there.
Yep.
So we basically had an annual, an 18-month, a two-year, a three-year, a three-year, a three-year, a three-year, and a three-year.
Mm-hmm.
So the 3 years are paying 3.1.
Yep.
Yeah, so if we, I think if we look at that and structure that so that you pull that, when that matures, you're able to pull that out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
and then in June,
maturity date, we want to make.
Yeah.
Right.
And in June, if we can move.
Yeah, and I think you can buy some discounted CDs that, even though they're a 12-month CD, they're maturing in 9 months for us.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So that may be worth. So after the money comes in from the taxes, it may be worth taking, instead of putting that money into VIP, putting it into
two
the CDs.
CDs. Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
So you VIP.
Yeah, especially the part about, we lose. If we have to pull out when it's down, we lose.
Right.
If we're able to leave it there and let it come back, because it eventually will come back.
So yes, did you capture that for the minutes, Kelly? Okay, great.
I guess we lose doubly if we pull it out early.
Yes.
Yes.
You lose principal plus you lose potential earning.
Yeah.
So, any, Rudy, do you have any idea what like a general 6 month CD is right now, the rate on the?
I think we had, if you go back to that sheet that you had, so it's probably going to be right in that 2.4, 2.5 range, which is still decent.
Yeah. Well, but at the same time, if you can get 2.59, then it's.
Yeah, but see, so in January of 20, we have 250 coming due.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we basically have to put another 1.75 in there to come due in November, December, January time frame. And then once we do that the first time, it looks like we may be almost set up for 22. So we just have to do it one more time. And then once we do that, then we'd just be rolling them.
Right.
So every June, so every April, we'd pull $2 million down from matured CDs. And every July, we'd put $2 million back in.
Back in there to re-
Thank you, Eric. So do we need to vote on that, Steve, or is that just...
I don't think so. That's really up to the treasurer and the finance board, unless the finance board had specific...
Well, the finance board can direct.
Yeah, unless they had specific direction on what they wanted to. But, I mean, Linda and Rudy, you two have kind of worked together to determine what you're going to invest it in.
And there again, I'll share what I get so we can make a decision.
And then I'm sure Doug Urbanski would be happy to put some more CDs out there for us.
Yeah, considering he gets paid on every transaction from somebody.
Yeah, I would just...
That's what brokers do. That's how they make their money. Brokering the deal. Just luckily we don't pay them.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, I mean... So for the VIP, you know, we're at $160,000 for the year in interest. So
positive.
Yes.
Which is far more than we've... And if you continue, you know, say another couple, you know... Yeah, we'll probably be close to... Maybe be close to $200,000 by the end of the year. And that's far more than we've ever made. I think the highest that we've had any year prior to that was probably... This year? No, it was this year. But it was about 97,000. But every year thereafter, like I said, this year, so we did, so that was 5,800 plus 22, so you're talking roughly 30,000. The VIP, I mean, if you keep it in long term for the 1 to 3, that's, you know, that's kind of, it's not necessarily a short-term area to keep funds, but the stable's been doing well for us.
So what are we at right now in stable?
Stable for the year, we're at 160. Yeah.
And then another 20, almost?
Yeah, 16. Plus, you know, you figure we have...
two more months.
May and June, another, let's call it another 25, 30,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, us. Don should come sit in one of these meetings.
Making $200,000 a year is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
In today's market, yes.
We should definitely get Don in one of these meetings. So next time I tell him you should invest in
something. See if he consistently says no every time. God love him.
He sent me a love note the other day.
You know what? But he is consistent.
Yep. Well, he was a positive love note. I mean, he was like,
you know, so.
What else do we need to do, Mike?
Yeah, he is.
I don't have anything else down. Investment of funds, we just talked about. Are we ready to adjourn?
The meeting next.
Stay away from July.
Oh, yeah. June and July.
Well, if we still stay at every quarter, then that'd put us at August.
Can we make it the third week in August instead of the second? Because I won't be here the second. That would be August 20th.
I'm back in school, so it's not a big deal for me.
Will that work?
It's not
for,
a big deal for me either.
Will that work for you?
Look around the room. Who is
Eric was real fast with that thumb. Yeah, it's her call now.
And Kelly won't be here.
I ain't got to worry about this then.
That's right.
So it'll be August 20th.
We'll get Caitlin and Mariana Lop. I'll probably be here.
At 8.
No, I can't imagine.
You want to do 8 or you want to do 7:45, Mike? 7:45 work better for you?
Yeah.
It's fine with me because I'm at work at
11. I mean, I like I said, I've got bus duty, so instead of going to bus duty and doing that and then coming, I just came straight here.
Okay.
Now, I got a new principal next year. I guess I probably ought to check in with him, but I'm to the point now that if they give me too much grief, I said, I retire.
They haven't named the person yet, have they?
No, we tried to hire one, and that gentleman turned us down, a former high school assistant principal. He was up at Albemarle.
Lee?
Wow.
Lee.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, I like Jason a lot.
He's
a
good man. Yeah.
I liked him a lot. I sent him a little message on Facebook, and I don't know if Albemarle just opened up a checkbook or
He's got a nice path in Albemarle that he doesn't have here. So,
from a career perspective. Do you want to set the remainder of the year as well? The remainder dates? The year.
That's fine. Y'all want to go quarter? August and then come back around in November?
November 12th.
Yeah. Okay.
I will get the lovely little pop-ups on my phone.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Kelly. Oh, whoever.
Well, I'll set it now.
She'll set it now.
I won't maintain
it.
And then do you want to wait to that November to set 20 dates? Okay.
No need to keep going.
Another year.
I may or may not be the one sitting here. That's up to the rest of the board.
Oh, man.
So move to adjourn?
I second.
Motion made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. We are adjourned.